Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 20th, 2023. All life is in bestowal. Question. There are many interesting terms in the article Lock and Key from the Book of Zohar. It turns out that we have a lock, a key, and a gate. How do we work with these terms? Answer, they are in our properties. If we get closer to each other, we will gradually approach the gate, find the lock, and even find out that we have the key to it. With the help of this key, we will be able to open the lock, open the gate, and enter the halls of the Creator. Comment. If I understand correctly, there are some secrets of the universe, and there are gates. First, I have to find the gate that symbolizes the transition from state to state. But there is a lock in the gate, some kind of a barrier, so that we cannot immediately reveal the property of bestowal. My response, we cannot reveal it all at once but only after six sephirot. If the Creator were revealed to a person in his egoism, he would immediately run away from this because of his opposite properties. And when he finds the key inside himself, he gradually opens the 49 locks of the gates, barriers, and approaching the 50th gate, he understands that all life is in bestowal. From CAB TV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, May 21, 2023. The catalyst of wars. Question. People whose point in their heart has not yet awakened will not enter Kabbalistic groups. How will they understand that there is a good way instead of suffering? Answer. Gradually they will start listening to Kabbalists. They are given this opportunity. We have to give them this opportunity and spread it worldwide. If not, then of course there will be suffering. At first, the nations will face each other in a frenzy of terrible wars. It is in a frenzy, not from any ideology or even from material hatred, but from spiritual hatred. That is, it will be from detachment and the fact that I am required to connect with others and cannot. What should I do? I need to destroy them, then I will not have the problem of forcibly connecting with them. Do you understand what kind of movement there will be within a person? It will be to destroy the other, then I will not have to overcome myself. I cannot overcome myself in order to love him. But if I kill him, then there will be no problem. It is not enough for me to enslave him, instead, I need to destroy him. When he does not exist in the world system, my problems disappear. Comment. Practice shows that a country unites against an enemy, and when the country is doing well, people start to quarrel and internecine strife arises. My response, it was written about this in the prophets. Plans for future wars were described as early as 2,700 years ago. All of the combinations of peoples who will participate in them are determined by the exit out of Babylon, which nation went where and the way they developed their private egoism in themselves. All of this is going to collide with each other now. The former Babylon, instead of uniting, will fight according to its original root egoistic qualities. Therefore, the picture closes in such a dramatic way. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Enjoying Fascism, May 19, 2011. What should be carved on the heart? Question. There is a parable about two friends who argued and one slapped the other. The latter wrote in the sand, "Today my very best friend slapped me in the face." They reached the river. The one who received a slap in the face began to sink, but his friend saved him. And the drowning man wrote on a stone, "Today my very best friend saved me." The one who saved his friend's life asked him, "When I offended you, you wrote on the sand, and now you write on stone. Why?" The friend replied, "When someone offends us, we have to write it in the sand so that the winds can erase it. But when good things are done to us, we have to engrave it on stone so that no wind can erase it." Our world exists in the opposite way. If we are offended, we remember it, maybe even for life. If good things are done to us, they are forgotten, forgotten. And then more insults come and so on. They lead humanity. Is this the right message to follow? Resentment is on the sand and good things that are done to you engrave on stone? Answer, it depends on the person's work on himself. If he wants to rise above the animal in himself, then he will write his grievances only in the sand. Otherwise it is very difficult to live. A person must lift up the eternal, the perfect, which is above egoism, and record it in himself, on his heart. And all the small, insignificant, insulting things are written down in yourself as if on sand. Comment, but there will be more records on the sand than on stone. There is a lot of it. My response, it does not matter, it is all temporary, it is all erased, washed away. Question, how is it written on the heart? You say, write on the heart. Many people imagine the heart as an organ. What does it mean writing only good things on the heart? Answer, writing on the heart means that I am trying to be impressed by the special actions of my neighbor so that they cut into me like a chisel in a stone, that is, carve on the heart. Question, what does it give? Let us say I have a lot of such records. What happens after that? Answer, you will be made up of them, that is all. In this way, you will bring out in yourself a heart, consisting of the good deeds of other people. Question, let us say I have the good that my friend did to me carved on my heart. And if he suddenly does something bad to me, how will it change me? Answer, you will wash it off. Question, can I do it? Answer, yes. Question, so the more good records I have on my heart about this friend, the faster I will be able to wash away the bad things that will come from him? Answer, this is also true. Comment, today, many people write letters to you and you keep saying that the Creator is kind and does only good. And now you are saying, this is what should be carved on the heart. Exactly that. My response, yes. Comment, but that is difficult to carve, you look at the world and... My response, imagine that you are in the state all the time when you feel that the Creator is kind and does good to you and to everyone. How sweet it becomes to live. Comment, sweet if you can break yourself. My response, you do not break yourself. You raise such an attitude toward the Creator in yourself, above your animal. Comment, but you understand that my animal feels all this horror that is happening around. My response, teach it that this is not what is necessary to perceive in life, but instead the good that is manifested in the meantime. Question, if I do this as an exercise, that all the time I tried to imagine the Creator as kind, doing good, and to write that on my heart, will this happen? Answer, then it will happen of course. You will exist this way. Question, and will I be able to justify everything, what is happening around me, and so on? Answer, gradually. Question, but will I? Answer, yes, you will. Question, can this be taken as practical advice? Answer, of course. It is all practical. Question, so is the main conclusion that we write down all the good things and carve them on our hearts? Answer, perceive life as the best thing a person has because he receives it directly from the Creator. And everything that he cannot perceive in this way, he should relate to the opposite quality of nature, which is given to us so that we change ourselves and perceive everything as absolute good. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 18, 2023. The four-stage manifestation of the upper influence. Question. In his preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Balhar Sulam describes the four stages of development of desire and its final form in our world. He writes that our desire to receive pleasure originates from the four-letter name of the Creator. What are these four letters? Answer, he is talking about the four-stage manifestation of the upper influence, which is called light in relation to the creations. This four-stage descent of the upper influence to the creations is called Havaya. It includes the entire reality because there are only four stages from the Creator's desire and intention to give pleasure to the creations, to create and fulfill them, to the desire of the creation to exist and to be fulfilled by the Creator. These are the four stages of transformation of the desire within the creation under the influence of the Creator. As a result, creation experiences the transformation of its sensation due to the influence it receives from the Creator. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, May 14, 2023. The relevance of Kabbalah. Question: why is Kabbalah particularly relevant today? Answer: Kabbalah is the only source that provides us with an answer to the question of correct existence and the purpose of creation. This path still needs to be revealed. However, in principle, we are already at the beginning of it. From Cab TV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. Why say Creator instead of God? Comment: Ruslan asks, why do you not say as it is, God? You say upper force, Creator, or nature, and not as they write everywhere else. My response: I do not want to confuse people with what they have already heard before. God, God. What is God anyway? Question: but still they say God, and you say Creator. What do you mean by the Creator? Answer: the Creator is the one who creates, makes, constructs, and makes us and everything within us every minute. God, however, is some kind of force that fills the void around us. Question: so are you worried that a person will perceive not what you want him to perceive when you say God? Answer: God and the Creator do not evoke the same feelings in a person. Question: what feelings do you want to evoke in a person when you say Creator? Answer: it is a wise force that takes me by the hand like a little boy and leads me forward. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 22, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what do you think are the responsibilities of a school principal? Other than being well educated and having experience, a school principal is a person who needs to understand children's and teenagers' characters. They need to be special people in that they have patience, an understanding of human nature, and knowledge of how to modulate the school atmosphere. School principals need to make room for everyone and try to reveal among everyone a tendency toward a positive connection, creating a peaceful school climate. It is quite a complicated role, and I am not sure that there are many such people. Based on the video, what is a school principal according to a Kabbalist? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.